Hi, this is Mark DiCiani. Welcome to my podcast series on drumming.
Today's question is, do you feel it's important for all drummers to study Latin music and other musical genres, even if they don't intend to perform those styles? Here's my response. I believe it is very important for drummers, regardless of their primary stylistic playing interest, age, experience, or ability, to learn many styles of drumming and music. I had the great fortune that my first drum teacher loved Afro-Cuban music and played timbales, congas, and bongos. After about 6 months of drum study, he put on an LP, yep, vinyl, and we listened to a couple of tracks. Although I thought the music was interesting, I didn't have a point of reference. I wanted to play rock and jazz and remember thinking that I didn't really understand this different music nor why we were listening to it. He showed me a couple basic timbale patterns and I began studying the Latin instruments and the music, and after a couple weeks, I was hooked. In many countries, especially those in Africa, South America, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and throughout the Caribbean, drumming is an important part of the culture and the day-to-day lives of the people. Drumming, music, and dance are an integral part of their religious and social rituals, history, and entertainment. In these societies, drums are considered almost sacred, and the rhythms, techniques, and the music is a music of the people, performed by professional musicians and millions of everyday people alike. It could be said that, in these cultures, almost everyone is a drummer. The benefits of studying Latin and other musical genres are tremendous and could easily fill a book with explanations and examples. I'll list just a few of the benefits that I and my students have realized. Some are drumming, some are musical, and some are just about growing as a person. Studying and learning to play Latin and other musical styles develops respect and understanding of other people, cultures, and music, especially those that are very different from our own. Helps to develop a drummer's own niche and way of playing, a unique drumming and musical voice. Informs and influences your other styles of playing, technically and musically. Contributes to becoming an educated musical drummer and person while expanding musical vocabulary and ways of knowing and doing things. Increases our awareness of how rhythms and sounds are organized, and of the different roles of drums and drumming in music throughout the world. Broadens drumming technique and musicality through learning alternate uses of the sounds and limbs. Provides a framework for students of the instrument to continue on a lifelong thirst for knowledge and improvement and a quest for greater understanding. A few examples of drummers who have been heavily influenced by the study of Latin and world music include Sonny Emery, left foot clave while soloing. Dave Weckl, incorporating songo and Cuban influences into funk and jazz playing. Steve Smith, studying and using the music, instruments, and rhythms of India. Steve Gadd, famous drum set interpretation of a Mozambique rhythm. And countless other rock, jazz, metal, pop drummers, including Rod Morgenstein, Sheila E., Tommy Igoe, Adam Nussbaum, and of course the late and great Chuck Silverman, whose lifetime of contributions to the study of Latin musics and rhythms have helped to make them understood and accessible to drummers throughout the world. At first, listening to professional musicians from other countries play their indigenous music can be intimidating and create a sense of fear and panic about learning that music. I tell my students who are new to this to pick a style. I call this a gateway style, one that interests them and that they feel is just outside of their comfort zone, but not so far outside that it's intimidating, and to start there. Gateway styles and materials that I recommend include Samba and Cha-Cha-Cha, and instructional books and videos by Chuck Silverman. Learning to play any musical style is not about learning beats and patterns, but about studying, understanding, and respecting the people, culture, music, and traditions, including religious and dance. I believe this is a path to becoming a better musician and person, while providing a great sense of satisfaction and growth.
That's all for now.
I hope you'll join me on a future podcast. This is Mark DiCiani. Good luck and have fun.